Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
City of Gillette announces new utility rates effective May 1st. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. The City of Gillette issued a press release on Friday to announce the upcoming changes in utility rates for residents. According to the release, new utility rates for the City of Gillette will go into effect on May 1st, 2024. The new rates are part of a three-year plan adopted in 2023 to maintain infrastructure and level of service given the rising costs of labor, equipment, and materials. The release goes on to say that the city conducted extensive research and analysis to determine the appropriate future utility rates needed to support ongoing infrastructure improvements and ensure reliable services for our customers. In late 2022, the city retained FCS Group Incorporated to perform a utility revenue requirement study. FCS presented their findings and recommendations to City Council in early 2023. Ultimately, the report recommended a series of rate increases over the next 3 years, combined with a transfer of $4.8 million from the City General Fund. The rate plan was adopted by City Council in April of 2023. The first increase became effective on May 1st, 2023. The city stated, while actual impacts to individual customers will vary based on the type of customer and their usage levels, increases for the typical residential user have been estimated as follows. As of May 1st, 2024, a 5.9% increase, or approximately an additional $12.99 per month. As of May 1st, 2025, a 4% increase, or approximately an additional $9.27 a month. In addition to the utility rate changes, the monthly cost of the city's optional curbside recycling program will also be increased from $7 to $11 due to an increase in contractor rates. Wyoming truckers denounce new federal EV regulations as unrealistic and absurd. Wyoming truckers are expressing skepticism and concern over new federal regulations aimed at electrifying the trucking industry. Cowboy State Daily reported the Biden administration's initiative targets zero carbon dioxide emissions by 2032. But truckers cite challenges such as battery limitations in cold weather and increased delivery times due to longer recharging periods. They argue that the regulations are unrealistic for Wyoming's climate and long-haul distances and could disproportionately impact small trucking firms. Critics also highlight the lack of consultation with industry professionals and potential repercussions on supply chains and consumer costs. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.